Hey there, you're listening to Terry Telford from TheBusinessProfessional.com, and today we're very fortunate to have Kelly Robbins with us on the call. Now, Kelly is a copywriter and a marketing expert in the healthcare field, and she specializes in helping really hospitals and nonprofit organizations with their copywriting and marketing efforts. So her niche is very, very specialized, but the formulas and the principles that she uses are very universal. So what it basically means is the information that Kelly's going to provide for you today is something that you can actually use immediately in your own business. Now, the nice thing is Kelly actually operates two businesses. She has KellyRobbinsLLC.com, which focuses on the healthcare side of things. But she also, with a partner, is working on thecopywritinginstitute.com, which is probably more focused to what you're looking at as far as a general entrepreneur and learning the ins and outs of copywriting. Now, Kelly's been in the business for about 15 years, and she's won various awards, including the 40 Under 40 Award, as well as getting many, many accolades from her clients and subscribers, and you'll see that on her website. Now, I could go on and on about Kelly, but instead, I think it's probably best to bring Kelly on, and she can actually go ahead and tell you about herself and her background and whatnot. So, I guess without further ado, Kelly, I'd like to say thank you very much for taking the time to be with us here today.
Thank you, Terry. It's a pleasure to be here. Thanks for asking me.
Thank you. Thank you. I appreciate that. So maybe, Kelly, what we could do is if you can start off with telling us about your background and how you ended up getting into, I guess, copywriting and specifically the healthcare industry.
Okay, sure. To start with, I have done a really good job niching in the healthcare industry as a copywriter and doing marketing consulting and coaching. I have no healthcare experience. I actually worked at UPS, which is a shipping and transportation company, for 13 years. I left about six years ago and started, I wanted to work from home and have a flexible business, so I looked into some different things to do, and as a marketer, I knew copywriting would be a great business to start. So I started writing copy for everybody, all different industries, and I found that I really, really loved working with my healthcare clients that I was developing, hospitals, doctors, physicians' practices. I was having good success with them. They had money to spend with a copywriter. So as we all learn in marketing to choose a niche and to be specific and target your niche, I followed directions and chose the healthcare niche, if you do go look at my website, you'll see it's very healthcare-oriented. And so I'm sure some of the things we'll talk about today, looking at the client's pain and how you can address what their issues are. And that's what I've done in my marketing materials, is target that specific niche, and it's worked very well for me.
Excellent.
So I kind of stumbled into healthcare.
That's kind of cool. I think that's how a lot of it happens for a lot of different people. You just kind of do a lot of everything in the beginning and then kind of choose the most appropriate thing that's for you. What is it about healthcare that you like?
It was a lot of really subtle things. They had money to spend on copywriting. Was one thing. I was really enjoying what I was writing about. I was loving learning all these new things. Healthcare is always changing. There's just always new technologies and new procedures. So there's always work. And, at the very end of it, you're helping someone live a better life or a healthier life. And everyone, I realize that as a copywriter, I'm writing something that's ultimately going to help someone. And everyone you work with, even getting away from the doctors, everyone in marketing, I think, truly feels that way, too, that they're really helping someone lose weight. It's just such a vast variety of things that you do in healthcare, but ultimately they're helping people. And the people that work in healthcare really enjoy working in healthcare because they know they're helping people, and I really liked that.
That's cool. It's a very giving community.
It really is. It really is a very giving, and it's business is business, and some of the people you work with might hate their job or complain about their boss, but they've told me, I still go home and think I helped somebody today. And I think that's pretty cool.
That's very cool. Now, what would the process be for you now? If you were just going to be starting your business, or you're actually even better, I mean, you're going out to get new clients. You pick up the phone and how do you market your business to get new clients? How are you actively marketing yourself?
Okay, that's a good question. I actually get asked that question a lot, and people ask me that thinking it's like one magic thing you do, and it's really a million little things that add up. In healthcare specifically, it's a very kind of a tight-knit community that I found what was successful for me was getting out and meeting people. I'm very involved in the associations. And meeting people and networking. I speak. I'll be speaking actually in October in Washington, D.C. I'm giving a 3-hour workshop to the marketing branch of the American Hospital Association. That was a pretty big deal. I'm really doing a good job positioning myself as an expert. If you work in a hospital or you're a chiropractor, you might go to my website and see I have all sorts of products that I sell. Some people are going to buy them. Some people are going to go, man, this lady's awesome. I'm going to hire her. Yeah. So a lot of it's the positioning.
Excellent.
And a lot of little things. You write articles, get published, interviews like this, teaching. It's got to be, all your marketing always has to be well-rounded.
Excellent. So what are you doing specifically now? You've got articles, you're networking.
Yep.
And
I have a newsletter that I send out for. If there's no charge for the newsletter, it's called a Healthcare Marketing Connection. It goes out every week. What I've really done is created a funnel, which is when I work with clients, it's something that I help them do. You start, if you look at the sales, if you look at the community out there, you put some things out there, maybe some free things to try to get some attention. It might be a free article you write or give a talk. And people see you or hear you or read about you, and if they like what you have to say and there's no risk involved, they might just kind of raise their hand up a little bit and say, I might like to learn a little bit more. There's no risk here. Maybe I'll sign up for your newsletter or listen to your talk. And they'll do several things. You want to offer several things for free. And you just kind of take them down through the funnel. Maybe I give them a free report. And you just kind of move them down. After they've received several free things and they're still liking what I have to say and they trust me, I offer resources on other places to go to learn more about growing your business or whatever it is you're working on. Maybe they'll buy a $10 product. And I kind of move them along the funnel, $100 product, $500, just kind of move them down.
Beautiful.
All the while building trust and credibility.
So you've got a stair-step approach then. If you go to the free to the small purchase to a little larger to a little larger,
mm-hmm.
bring them up the stairs.
Yeah, I call it a funnel. It's the same thing.
Beautiful.
I do print as well as online. I think it's important. I send postcards to people monthly. I have a targeted list I send them to. My newsletter goes out. I have blog, podcasting. I mean, it's just a little bit of a lot of things.
Excellent. Now, this postcard that you do that you send out, are these clients of yours or are these prospects?
Both.
What kind of information do you put on a postcard?
It just varies every month. Sometimes I'll say, hey, I'm available if anyone wants to have a lunch and learn at their office. Did you know I could do that and talk about this different topic? Sometimes I might talk about a new product and announce it on my website. If there's a new free report I have, I'll let people know where they can go get it. Just something short, sweet, very simple. I actually have a great little, the cheapest thing, it's called sendoutcards.com. And you can send actually a whole greeting card, including the postage and everything, for under $1. I usually just do the postcards, which is less than that. But you can have a database in there. And, I'll just go in, or I have my assistant go in. I'll send her when people switch companies or I get somebody new on my radar. I have her go in and update the database. you can plan out your whole year, post-date it, you know, this month is St. Patrick's Day, so I'm going to have a little St. Patrick's Day promotion, Easter, and just have it done with. So it's a simple system that's automatically going on without getting involved in it too much all the time, and you're keeping your name in front of people on a consistent basis.
So it works the same as an autoresponder then, but with postcards?
Yep.
Beautiful.
It's exactly like an autoresponder, except updating the database
right. Is
a little manual, but it's very inexpensive and easy. And I think it's really important to try to incorporate your online marketing efforts with your offline marketing efforts, and you're going to get people from both. You know, some people respond more to online than off, but you might catch their attention if they're seeing you in both places.
Right. So are you directing people from the postcard to your website or directing them to call you?
Everything, I direct people to my e-zine.
Okay, yeah.
That's where I send everybody because it's no risk, it's free, and it gives me permission to keep talking to them, to build trust, for them to get to know me. Everything goes to that website at the end. It goes to the e-zine.
Okay, so all your offline efforts then are bringing people online.
Mm-hmm.
And then you build your list and market to them basically through your list then.
Yeah.
Excellent.
Yeah.
So if you've got somebody then, they've been through they're in your funnel,
mm-hmm.
and, they've been involved in your newsletter, maybe they bought a couple of products, then they say, okay, I really want to start working with Kelly and bring her on board to work with my team. What kind of a process happens there? If I was a marketing executive in a hospital, and I call you up and say, Kelly, I'd like to be able to use your services, be able to work with you. What's the process that you go through there?
Okay. The first thing that I do really is I need to get a feel for where you're at and where you want to go. So a lot of times it starts, it depends on, sometimes people will call me and say, we need a website, and some people will say, we don't know what to do, but we want to go here, we know this isn't working. But regardless, you want to start with, where are you at? What's happening? Are you getting clients, but they're the wrong kind? Are you not getting anyone? Do you have something new you want to introduce to a new group? Find out where you're at, and then look at where do you want to go. You want to attract a different kind of client or patient than you've had before? Well, what are some things that need to change to get there? And we'll just look. What have you done that's worked? What have you done that hasn't worked? And sometimes you can see, you've been doing some different advertising and promotions here, and you're getting a lot of Medicaid patients, and that's not what we want. Well, we need to change this. We need to know who your clients are. Who do you want to attract so you can attract them? And a lot of times people don't dig deep enough to find that out. And I really just take the time ahead of time to find all these things out. Just a lot of the work in marketing is before you do any writing or any mailing or any promotions, it's really being clear on where are you and where do you want to go. Setting goals and objectives. It goes back to school and college and some of the things you learned. But that's really the key.
So
does that make sense?
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. It's really laying the groundwork and
it really is.
Getting the plan in place. Basically plan your work and work your plan.
Yeah.
And,
but people are rushed and sometimes they don't want to do that. And it could be that the result of what we decide they need to move forward, maybe it's not things I can help them with, but at least they're clear
right.
on where they need to go.
So as a hospital, I like to go down this healthcare road because it's brand new for me.
Okay.
As a hospital, what kind of marketing is a hospital doing? Now, you said they don't want to get Medicaid patients. I'm completely unfamiliar with the industry, so how does this work?
Okay, well, and it might not be a hospital might not be looking at that as much as a chiropractor or a smaller physicians group.
Okay.
A hospital does look at that kind of stuff, but a chiropractor might be an easier one because that happens with chiropractors a lot. And they want to have patients that can come in and pay cash for their adjustments.
Okay.
They might not want to bill through the insurance who is going to cut their payments in half.
Ooh, okay.
And it happens quite a bit. They negotiate payments. So we want to take a look at, how come you're attracting all these insurance patients and not people that are ready to pay you cash up front. Maybe there, you know, are there some things that you can do? One of the things that I would first look at is chiropractors or physical therapists, a lot of them get their business from referrals. What kind of referral business have you built?
Okay.
Do you have a system in place to communicate with the medical doctors? Same thing with if you look at a hospital, where are their patients coming from? A lot of times they come from the doctor telling them where to go. What kind of doctors are you working with? Do you have relationships in place with the, believe it or not, the ambulances? That the hospitals do a lot of recruiting to the ambulances, because when someone calls 911, the ambulance chooses where they go.
Wow.
So you take a look at that system. It gets really complicated, but you have to look what do you have and what's wrong with it? Why are you not attracting the people you want? You have to change something. You might be have a newsletter and postcards and have ads, and you're doing everything you're supposed to do, but you're not attracting the right kind of client. So maybe the message needs to be changed. Maybe we need to put them in different newspapers or magazines. Maybe you don't have the referral system in place working right.
So once you've got that in place, you sit down with the chiropractor and you say, okay, here's where you are. He tells you here's where you want to go.
Mm-hmm.
You come up with the possible other outlets, like you just mentioned with the ambulances, which that's completely amazing for me. I didn't know you could market to ambulances.
Well, they get to choose which hospital. I mean, they go by the trauma level if it's an emergency room, but sure, if there's five hospitals in a 10-mile radius, they pick where they take them.
That's incredible.
It is. It's kind of a crazy world.
Yeah, so you got all these other little markets that you know, I guess if you're not in the healthcare industry, you don't even think about that.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm willing to bet that no matter what industry you're in, there's probably those little markets that you just, you know, unless you're in a marketing mind frame,
mm-hmm.
it's not something that you automatically think of. So
yeah, and I think what a lot of people do is they jump to the marketing tool, whether it's let's send some postcards or let's put an ad in the paper, and they jump right to the end without looking at all the things that go in before. If you're a business owner, you might say, I know I need to have a website, or I know I need to advertise. Let's do that. And they'll have their assistant get some ads and put them in the paper, but they're not looking at all the things behind the scenes that make a difference on if that ad works or not.
Right. They're kind of like internet marketers. They focus on the tools, not the tactics.
We're all the same. The internet, it's the same thing.
Yeah.
It's the same.
So once you've got them in that position, what's the next step? You've identified some markets that maybe they're not, attacking the way that they should be, or I should say addressing the way that they're supposed to or they should be. Where does it go from there? Do you take a look at their sales copy, their mm-hmm. advertising, and do a breakdown, or how does that work?
Yeah, well, we'll look at, before you even look at their advertising copy, the next step, I think, is to really know your client and who you're trying to sell to. And I have actually a kind of a worksheet or a process I go through with people, because we really want to narrow it down to one perfect ideal client. As a copywriter, we're trained to talk to one person when we're writing, so that it's more like a conversation. As a business owner, what I want you to do is know who is your perfect ideal client and tell me all about them. What worries them? What do they love? What's their family life like? It might be two or three different clients that you combine into one, but we really want to know this one person. And that's who we want to, once we've identified who that is, are we talking to them correctly in all our messages that we're sending? And what happens is, and it's tricky, it was hard for me, it's hard for a lot of people to narrow it down to that one person because you feel like you're alienating so many other people that you could be serving.
Right.
But in reality, what happens is you're talking so directly to that one perfect person that the other people hear your message because it's very clear.
Right.
Other people that you want to attract. So that's a big step that I actually spend time really digging into and getting really clear on who that person is, and then writing the materials and talking to them in the ads and the other messages you use. It's easier. It just kind of happens because you know who this person is.
So how do you decide on the media then? Once you decided where the market is, you've got the perfect person that you're going to write to.
Mm-hmm.
How do you decide whether, are you going to do newspapers, are you going to do postcards, are you going to send out sales letters, direct marketing? How do you decide which avenues to go with?
Well, that's different for everyone. It's going to depend on the community they're in, what they've tried that's worked and hasn't worked, how much money they have, if they are willing to invest in more long-term marketing, or if they're just looking for some short-term gains. Every client's going to be different, so you have to take in all those considerations and just kind of pick through and decide what's best. If it's in a smaller community, it depends on if the audience is local or if the audience is national. You just have to look at what your options are and how much money you have and what they've had experience with. And you want to do something maybe different than their competitors if you can. You want to try to do things a little custom.
Right. Now, would you take the information that they have now, for example, take a look at their website, take a look at their sales letters, take a look at their postcards if they're going along those avenues. Do you take a look at what they're doing now and try to correct that, or do you start right from scratch, wipe the slate clean and start with a completely new creative?
You know, it just depends. That's not a good answer, but it depends on who they are, and it depends on how close they were. If they've been having no luck and they're just nothing is working, sometimes people just want to start fresh and new. If they're, let's go back to the hospital or like the chiropractor who's totally attracting the wrong kind of person, maybe what they want to do is start all fresh and new so people don't associate them with people they don't want to be with. For example, if they're attracting the Medicaid patients and they want the people who are going to pay $3,000 up front for a year's worth of adjustments, maybe they want to redo it. Maybe their stuff just needs a little bit of tweaking. I mean, it just depends on what the client wants a lot of times. A lot of times you don't have to redo everything from scratch. Just as a matter of changing some of the messaging. A lot of times what I find is that people haven't really dug deep into what the pain is for their client because they don't have that ideal client really clear in their mind. They also aren't very clear on what their pain is. For example, if we play around with the chiropractor, maybe they say, well, we do adjustments. We can help headaches, back pain, numb arms. We do everything. Really, what they might want to do is say, well, we really help people who've had sports injuries and are having a difficult time staying active in their sports, and this is very important to them, and it's really affecting them socially, and really narrowing down on that pain. So if, say, this person has a sports injury, they can't play baseball with their friends anymore, what's happening? Are they feeling alienated? Are they, getting maybe depressed? What kinds of things are going on that they can really zoom in on? It's easier to do that when you have this one person identified that you're targeting.
Excellent. So
it all boils back to that work you do ahead of time.
Beautiful. So in the healthcare side of things, in the chiropractor side of things, instead of like we normally do in advertising, look at the the benefits side. You almost you go in and you irritate the pain until the person that your ideal client or your prospects are saying, oh my gosh, I can really identify with this person, the pain and, of not so much that, your knee hurts, but more the social pain. Like you said, you can't go out with your friends, you can't play baseball, this is really, are you tired of sitting at home on a Friday night, that kind of thing.
Yeah, it sucks sitting on the sidelines.
Right.
I mean, get into the emotion of it. Because it really, they might be in physical pain, but it goes deeper than that. Maybe they've gone to their medical doctor for a year and been on a bunch of prescriptions and it's still not working. In healthcare, there's several paths people take before they might come to an alternative treatment like chiropractic or acupuncture. You can really tap into all that because there's a lot of frustration that's been built up along the way. The same thing could be said for someone who's trying to start a business on the internet. Maybe they've tried several businesses before that have failed. And what are they doing wrong? Can apply to every business. With healthcare, I tend to work in that a lot, so it's easy to give examples. But it can be true with anyone. If you pick that one client and dig deep for what really the pain is, are you really wanting to get this internet business started because it's so important to you that you're home with your kids and able to have a flexible lifestyle?
Yep.
Do you really not want to let your spouse down again? I mean, you can do it for any business.
Bingo. Now, how do you get into the zone? I mean, when you're copywriting, I know, you know, from experience, sometimes you can sit down, you know, at the computer or you know, with a pad of paper and a pen, and it's blank and it just stays blank. Other times you can sit down and you could fill, you know, a book in the matter of about 2 hours. How do you get those creative juices flowing and kind of, you know, get the you know, the copy to flow out of your fingertips?
Okay. That's a good question, because I worked on that for several years before I figured out. Working, I have kids, I have a limited time when I work that I have to really, I mean, I crank when I'm working,
yeah.
So I don't work a million hours a week.